This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has condemned the acts of violence perpetrated by extremists and separatists at the Hindu Sabha temple in Brampton, Ontario, in Canada. The country has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said India also expects those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the deliberate attack on a Hindu temple in Canada. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that cowardly attempts to intimidate country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Days ahead of the assembly polls in the state, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren exuded confidence in the win of the India Alliance and said that they will again form the government with the blessings of people who benefited from his government policies. Addressing a rally in Hatia, CM Soren also hit out at the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party for dividing the society in the name of religion, backward and forward classes. Earlier on Monday, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi accused Congress and its allies of keeping the tribal community poor and in deprivation for a long time and said BJP is committed to remove poverty from Jharkhand. On the last day of withdrawing nominations for assembly elections in Maharashtra, hundreds of candidates across various districts of the state have taken back their names yesterday. 4,140 candidates are in fray after the withdrawal of nominations. The nomination of 7,078 candidates were found valid for 288 constituencies. 2,938 candidates have withdrawn their nomination. Voting in the state will be held on 20th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first Asian Buddhist Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day summit beginning today will celebrate the rich heritage of Buddhism. It will feature esteemed Sangha leaders, scholars and practitioners from across the continent. The summit aims to foster dialogue and understanding while addressing contemporary challenges faced by the Buddhist community. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, is organizing this summit to honor Buddhism, an ancient tradition that not only flourished within its borders, but also spread to various countries. The theme of the summit is the role of Buddha Dhamma in strengthening Asia. The Income Tax Department has received 6,500 suggestions from stakeholders over the past month on review of the Income Tax Act. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting on the budget announcement of a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. The meeting was attended by Revenue Secretary Sanjay Malhotra, Central Board of Direct Taxes, Chairman Ravi Agarwal, and senior CBDT officials. In a post on X, the Finance Ministry said that Mr. Malhotra informed the Finance Minister that 22 specialized subcommittees have been established to review the various aspects of the Income Tax Act. The Ministry of Tourism will participate in World Travel Market London beginning today at Excel London. This three-day-long international travel and tourism event will conclude on Thursday. A delegation comprising 50 stakeholders, including state governments, inbound tour operators, airlines and hoteliers from the Indian travel industry will participate in this event. During the event, India Pavilion will showcase the country's rich kaleidoscope of cultures, languages and traditions. The focus of this year's India Pavilion is wedding tourism, meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions, tourism and Mahakumbh. Indian Railways is operating around 22 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Jayanagar, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Secunderabad and Malda town. According to the railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. The United States will go to poll today to elect a new president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, polling in the US will begin today 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.